I lived by this metal box over here on that corner there for almost 2 years, back and forth down the street, but mostly right there next to that metal box. My name is Barbie, or Barbara Weber. To me, the adjective that you use, homeless, houseless, it doesn't really matter, because I've never had a problem with words. What I have a problem with is what everybody attaches to that word, because I've been homeless my entire life. I've never owned a house. So the vernacular of what you use doesn't really matter, you know? So we're at Hazelnut Grove. Hazelnut Grove is a self-governed community in the middle of the city of Portland. I had an altercation with one of my campmates. I got punched in the face, and so I got into Hazelnut Grove on domestic violence or protection, and then I applied to stay, and I got in February of 2020. So I've been there almost 4 years now. We have dogs. You may get barked at. This here, we have infrastructure. We have houses. We have doors that lock. A camp is a tent. You're camping in a tent. None of this is camping. I mean, we have grass and animals. This is life. This is like a neighborhood. Come on in. I put my dogs outside so they didn't jump all over you. See, this is where we get into a little bit of a debate on the whole word of home. I don't really claim any earthly home. I've never owned a home. I've never bought a home. And so for me to call this my home, I mean, I have respite. You know, like anywhere my ass hits is respite. And really, I mean that. But would I call this home? No. You know, I feel like I have a home in heaven, and that's where I want to go. You know, I gave up the idea of buying a house and that American dream probably at about 30 years old. That just wasn't going to happen for me. You know, I don't carry anything more than what I can. I have a storage unit. I keep my stuff in. This here is kind of an interesting thing. I bought this. This was a handmade cigar. Electric. It's electric, actually. It's keyed like a banjo. My son died of a fentanyl and methamphetamine overdose a year ago. So James died August 12th of 2022. And he would have been 32 on August 21st, 2022. So just before his 32nd birthday, he passed away. So you have several pictures of him around. And when you're living in a car, you typically don't put pictures on the wall. You know, so that's different. I still have some of his ashes, but his ashes are in my flower bed and then in the tree upstairs. It's what keeps me going. Because I did think about giving up, but James wouldn't have wanted me to do that. You know, I've just been so resourceful taking care of myself. I don't rely on other people. I just can't, you know. So, and that's one thing that I think is really broken in a lot of us, especially ones that are what we call chronically homeless, is because everybody has failed me. Everybody has failed me. So when I got sick and tired of people failing me, I started picking myself up.